Dr. J.J. Kalizowski, cosmic ray scientist for the United States Navy projects, who with two other scientists sighted a cigar-shaped UFO near Minneapolis, Minnesota, stated, "They were strange, terrifically fast. I think that the government should set up a 24-hour alert with radar, telescope, sky cameras, and other instruments." Then the report from Captain Richard Addix, TWA pilot, who with a full crew and seven passengers saw a glowing UFO pacing their airline near South Bend, Indiana, stated, "Before this, I wasn't convinced by saucer reports. Now I know that they exist." An interesting report from William Lear, winner of the Collier Aviation Trophy and president of Lear Aircraft Corporation of California, who sighted a UFO in bright daylight. He said, "I believe that flying saucers come from outer space and are piloted by beings of a superior race." Herman Oberth, co-designer of the V-2 rocket, said, "It is my thesis that flying saucers come from other worlds outside our solar system." Albert M. Chopp, former Air Force press officer in charge of UFO information at the Pentagon, stated, "One thing is absolutely certain. We are being watched by beings from outer space." Yes, my friend, this is an accumulation of statements by men who cannot be categorized as kooks. These are men of character, men in whose hands has been placed tremendous responsibility, even to maintaining the general security of our nation. But what of other countries? UFOs have totally ignored international boundaries. Argentina, England, Canada, Africa, New Zealand, Germany, Russia, Portugal, Thailand, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Mexico, Israel, Cuba, Italy, France, China, Japan, Brazil, Switzerland, India, Australia, as well as every other nation under the sun, have reported UFOs in their skies. It seems rather strange that in the face of all these reports, still a shroud of secrecy engulfs the UFO mystery. The reason for this has been presented as follows. The military clearly explains that in no uncertain terms, to date, only 7.7% of the many thousands of UFO sightings are still unexplainable. They also maintain that they have no evidence that UFOs are interplanetary or pose any potential threat to the security of the United States. In a recent letter to me, they stated that as an act of faith, F-A-I-T-H, UFOs can be considered manned or unmanned extraterrestrial craft, but as a scientific fact, there has been no authentic evidence, scientific or otherwise, presented to or discovered by the Air Force to support this conclusion. And yet, reports still pour in. People from every rank and file, from every cultural and ethnic origin, from every station of life, continue to report seeing and photographing UFOs. The great mystery continues to deepen. A solution is being carefully and analytically sought by honest researchers and investigators who are capable of executing such an assignment with an open mind. That is, a mind that is totally free from any outside influence of either political or military pressure. The flying saucer mystery has likewise had a profound effect upon religious leaders throughout the entire world. Some of them take the position that if UFOs are proven to be interplanetary, the Holy Bible would be rendered ineffective, while others maintain that UFOs would diminish the purpose and the plan of Almighty God for this planet Earth. It is quite childish to attempt to limit the omnipresence as well as the omniscience of the great Creator. Furthermore, it might well be that the appearance of UFOs in our skies might be in keeping with the last day prophecies, such as, "In the last days there shall be signs in the skies, signs in the stars, signs in the sun and in the moon. Strange sights and fearful signs shall appear in the heavens. Perhaps what this planet really needs is something that will jolt us out of our self-centered, selfish outlook on life in general. But time will tell. Time is yet to be conquered by man. But when the time is right, perhaps the greatest revelation of all time will dawn upon us. Yes, my friend, this might very well be the year. This could be the day that no earthly power, governmental or otherwise, will be able to keep the secret of the saucers from the human family on this, the third planet from the sun. Until then, keep looking up. Search the heavens. Be alert at all times, and remember, truth has a habit of marching on.